Okay, the next question is 60 seconds. We'll start with Mrs. Davis and come back around to Mrs. Mielstein and then proceed from there. Common Core was adopted almost a decade ago and has been controversial ever since. Some love it, some hate it. The current board said it would cost too much to fix. Would you vote to change it? And if so, how?
I would get this question first. This is probably the most controversial question that we've had. And listen, I just have to say that if there are things about Common Core that we want to change, we need to change them. That's the bottom line. It impacts language arts and math. And if there are standards in the Utah State standards in language arts and math that, for whatever reason, are not working for us, we need to change them. You know, I was on the language arts board that created the Utah State standards for English language arts many years ago. And these standards need to be reviewed, you know, every 5 years. Every good company reviews their mission and their vision and what they're doing every 5 years. Our state is no different. That was happening before Common Core. It needs to happen after. And we are responsible for our standards. And if there's something that's not working, then we have the responsibility to change it and the power to do that. And we have made changes to it, actually.
So there's three pieces to me to this question. I actually wrote my master's thesis 20 years ago, 18. That's right, my son was born 18 years ago. And I had a baby right at the end. Anyway, I wrote it on standardized testing and the effectiveness of educational reform in the state of Oregon. They were going through an educational reform similar to what we were doing, and it happened 20 years ago, and that was what I wrote my master's thesis on. And when I finished, they told me I'd now committed political suicide. So if you want to read it, let me know. But there's three pieces. There's assessment, there's vertical alignment, and there's content standards. Now, and sometimes we lump all those things into one and call them Common Core. They're all actually three very different issues. So, you know, assessment, I would vote to change the way that assessment is done. I think we spend too much money on it. I think the special needs students should not have to submit to special to testing. Vertical alignment, I'm in support of. That is like we learn, you know, addition before we learn subtraction, before we learn multiplication. Like, I believe that that's important, and I think that those benchmarks are appropriate. Content standards, I think, should be set by the communities, and that should be guided by what the communities need, what the school community councils decide, what the district community councils decide.
I think the first question you have to ask is why the Common Core? So what was the main goal of that, and have we actually reached that goal? Did we want higher student achievement, more rigor? And then you have to have a way to determine whether or not that's been effective. I wouldn't overhaul it all at once, because teacher recruitment and retention is a big deal. And as a teacher, I saw when the core was changed, that means new lesson plans for teachers. Okay, that means a curriculum department at a district who's created all these supports, that changes that. It changes the testing, right? We create the SAGE testing questions ourselves. The amount of money that would take and the frustration it would cause teachers is astronomical. However, I agree that it can be reviewed, but if it was done, it would have to be little by little, looking at each core area, and it might be standard by standard. You could implement changes slowly in that way, and I think that would be rely, again, on committees of people who review those things and come and tell us, okay, here's what we think's working with the math, or this is what we think's wrong with the math, and here's where we think we need to go. And it needs to be planned out in a way that isn't going to completely disrupt our teachers and our schools.
So I think I'm unique up here. I've actually had the opportunity to teach the old Utah Science Core and the new Science Core in sixth grade in the last 2 years. And as a new teacher or first year teacher for both ones, I had to prepare for both. And I was very skeptical about the new science standards, and I loved teaching them. And 2 weeks ago, I gave my students the SAGE test, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried. Because those standards are written for students to play and to discover and to get their hands into science. And you cannot test that on a standardized test. And we have discovered, as we've tested that, or worked through these as a team, that the vertical alignment is off. There are subjects that are missing in science. And I'm very concerned as we move forward at looking at the kindergarten through fifth grade science standards and the high school standards. We can't get that wrong. We need to not test standards that are not designed to test. And we need to make sure the vertical alignment is proper.
Okay.